We're so glad you joined us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast today. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is my amazing wife, Pastor Terry Pearsons.
Oh, yeah. You're my amazing husband. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to welcome, while we're clapping, KCBC in Canada.
Yeah. So glad to
have you. Yep.
And what a great group they've been these last 2 weeks as we've been talking about core values.
This is our last broadcast of this series. I know, and we so appreciate our folks, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for giving us this opportunity to come before this wonderful school, as well as the television audience. We thank you for joining us today and allowing us to share from the Word of God, from our experience. It's been our delight and pleasure to be here with you these 2 weeks. And so give yourselves a hand real quick. There you go. And before we go any further, one more time today, I want to remind you about the journal that we're giving away, our core values, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, but these core values are the ones that will hold you steady in the storm of life, in the storm of a very dark world, and help you still be a bright light. And so this is the compilation of the outlines that we've been using, as well as some additional information in those outlines that we just didn't have time to get to, plus a place for you to have notes. You can also go to kcm.org/core and get the more resources, more books and messages on all of these topics. We've selected what we think are the very best ones that you will really enjoy. Some of them, I just love hearing Brother Copeland. They go back from his early years in ministry, and it's just a lot of fun to hear them. We put great prices on them, so you can get those at kcm.org/core.
So let's go through the list again of what our core values are. We put the Word of God first place. We make it final authority in our lives. We walk by faith, and we do not walk by sight. We walk in love, the love of God being demonstrated in us and through us. We are led by the Holy Spirit. We're not led by our flesh. We are not led by anything else except the dictates of the Holy Spirit. We pray about everything, 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 not just some things, but everything. We protect the anointing, and thank God for the ministry anointing, the anointing for life that God has for us to be able to fulfill everything He wants us to do. And today we're talking about honoring God. We honor God. Say it with me. We honor God. I want to read this to you first, and then Terry, you can go ahead and comment. But listen to this. Honor. In past generations, honor was taught. It was a core value in our society. You found it everywhere, from home to school, work, business, military, government. It was taught and it was demonstrated. The dishonorable were disdained, even punished. Honor was shown to people, to parents, the elderly, authorities of any kind, but also to heritage, tradition, and national identity. We honored even symbols of these institutions, especially the flag. This was true in all Western Bible-embracing societies. That's the key. Bible-embracing. All honor comes first from God. Without the Bible, without Him, people would not know that there was such a thing as honor, much less what it looks like or its value. The opposite is true as well. Remove the Bible and godly honor fades away to the point it either doesn't exist or it is so perverted it becomes lopsided. It aggrandizes the wrong things while degrading others. Honor is no longer lovingly given, but instead may be violently extracted. There are traces of honor in society, but for the most part, what honor truly is and how to show it is left up to the individual. It's assumed to be optional, is without standards, and therefore denigrated and holding little value. But as a core value, we elevate the importance of honor with honoring God at the very top.
Honoring God. It's the last one on our list, but not because of its importance, but because of learning all these other points that we have. Pastor's already listed them, the Word, faith, love, led by the Spirit, learning to pray about everything, protecting the anointing, all those pieces. they all funnel into that one big understanding and value that holds us true, and that is honoring God. If we will live by 1 through 6, number 7 will be a result.
Yeah.
And yet, that category of honoring God, it holds its own, because it also drives things from the bottom up. In other words, because we honor God, we put His word first. Because we honor God, we live by faith. Because we honor God, we walk in love. Because we honor God, we want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Because we honor God, we want to pray. Because we honor God, we want to protect that anointing. Because we honor Him.
Yeah.
Yes. But let's talk about honor. How do we honor? There's a way to do it. Like he read earlier, it's not something you just get to make up for yourself and make up on your own. So let's define it. Honor. If you look it up in an English dictionary, it'll say means high respect, great esteem, regard, to recognize the worth of or value of a person or a thing. Well, all of those are true. One definition I read said honor is a feeling of admiration. But I have news for you. In God, honor is not based on feelings.
Yeah.
This is the real problem in our society. I don't feel like honoring you. I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like showing respect. I feel like you should respect me. I feel like you should think the way I think and do what I say. That's not honor. Honor, in the Hebrew, however, is a word kavod. Kavod. This may surprise you, but the same word in Hebrew, kavod, is also translated glory.
Glory.
The glory of God.
Yes.
Think about what that means. And the glory of God is far more than the sparkly thing, the cloud, the mist, the fire, the power. It's more than that. Those are all evidence of His glory. They're the outworkings of His glory. But the word in itself actually means heavy. Means heavy with everything good. It's translated into a term of weightiness in its importance. Weightiness in its impressiveness. To be impressed. You know, people don't even want to be impressed with God. Quit paying attention to Him. Not looking for Him in the details of their life. No, not impressed with the stars in the sky. Not impressed with life. Disregard for life. Keith Moore said one time, love is easily impressed with others. We can be impressed by others if we learn to be impressed by God and what He's done. So this word kavod means to prize highly. Honor is perceived. It's really a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual force. Honor is, it can be taught. It should be taught. But it's something that comes from the heart. Spiritual forces all come from the heart. We've discovered that if we've talked about anything the last 2 weeks, it's been that these things come out of the heart. But honor from the heart is conferred on people. And if you're going to confer something on somebody, it has to be demonstrated. You can't claim to have honor to somebody and really have honor for them with there being no demonstration, no action, no follow-up. You know, I'm not trying to be dishonorable, but, well, that's a perfect setup. You're just about to define dishonor.
Yeah, yeah.
So honor is both by what we do and what we don't do. Respect. Respect for somebody's time. Respect for their position. Respect for their accomplishment. Respect for who they are, what they've done in your life. Respect for the anointing. Yeah.
It's raising their status. And the Jewish commentaries, they said that honor is to raise the status of someone. It's to acknowledge who they are and respond accordingly. But it is also to be very careful not to do anything to cause disgrace or for them to be degraded in their own eyes or others. Do nothing to offend. That's what honor is. It raises the status. And we honor God, and we're actually raising His status before us. That's what we've been doing in church, in ministering to the Lord and singing to Him. We are giving Him the honor and the glory that is due to His name. Raising value of Him in our own eyes.
You really, and I'll say this, what's included in our notes even further, but you really can't know how to honor God if you don't honor people. Mm. And you can't honor people if you don't know how to honor God. Just jumping ahead just a little bit. You know, you can't degrade God in His own eyes. He knows who He is. But we can leave people with a bad taste in their mouths about Him. We can leave other people where He's degraded in their eyes to never show dishonor to God. And you do that when you dishonor people. Now let's go to the Word and just get some definitions and clarity from here. Romans 13:7, you hear this quoted a lot, give honor to whom honor is due. But if you go back and look at that verse, it's talking about honor to Caesar, pay your taxes, honor to those who have authority, and honor God. It put Him right in there in the midst of all that. Mm. Why? Because it's intertwined. The goal isn't to just have an honor for God, but to be a person of honor.
Yes.
A person of honor is a person of integrity. Somebody said to me one time, I don't know what difference it really matters if I'm late. Well, that's completely dishonorable to all the people that are sitting there waiting on you. That's awful. Mm-hmm. And it's a dishonor to your own words, a dishonor to your word. I'll be there at 3 and you show up at 4. And you make a pattern and a lifestyle of it. That's a dishonor because you're reflecting God and His character, and He's not that way.
Right.
Okay, Revelation 4. I love this. Revelation 4:9-11. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne, and they worship Him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were wow. created.
Wow. Yes.
He is worthy of honor. His position is the throne. He's worthy by right of creation. He's worthy by right of design and by the fact that in His kindness He brought you into this world, a world that He created out of His kindness, not because you did anything to deserve it. And whatever failures are in this world are not His fault. Honor was a response to His worthiness. Mm. He was on the throne. He's worthy. And what happened? They responded to Him. The elders responded to Him. They cast down their crowns. The living creatures, they started worshiping Him. They started proclaiming honor to Him. And everybody else, all the people, responded. They put down their crowns. They humbled themselves before the Lord to give Him the honor that was due Him. Well, don't forget, give honor to whom honor is due.
Yeah, you just said that they humbled themselves. Humility and honor go together with each other.
Totally.
In Proverbs 18:12 in the NIV, humility comes before honor. So we must humble ourselves before we can receive or to give honor. And Keith Moore said this, humility is just recognizing the truth. It's recognizing the truth. And it's interesting, I was doing a teaching to some high school graduates. They were getting ready to graduate from high school, the youth group, and I was talking to them about some things, ministering them to them over a couple of weeks, and we talked about humility and how important humility is. And in that particular session, I was going around the room having different ones define what humility is. And this one girl spoke, and I've never forgotten this, and this is many years ago. She said, humility is not putting yourself down. Humility is putting yourself aside. I thought, that's it right there. That's the key. Humility, humility lifts up others. Humility defers to others. Even you can honor people in conversation. How do you do that? Listen. Listen to what they're saying. That's what I do. I do that all the time. I'm listening to people in their story, what they're saying, and trying not to dive in there and say, well, this is what I did and this is how I did. But to be interested in others is to give them honor. That really is something. When you're interested in another person's life, you are truly honoring them. And so Jesus summed it up in John 14:15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. So we honor him.
Luke 6:46 from the NIV. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? Why are you saying that all the time? We said Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And yet you do not do what I say. You know, I remember my children, they were little. Sometimes they would say, I love you, Mommy. I say, well, I love you too. But if you love me, you'll do what I say. And do what I say, especially if we've had a long season of not doing what I say. Okay, so being obedient. And I would say to them, so Jeremy, how quick do we obey? We obey just like that. We don't delay in it. A quick response. That's responding to the anointing, but that's responding in honor, to show honor. We have to teach our children that. Now, there are a lot of different opinions about how you do it, but to teach them, and to teach them that there's consequences with dishonor. Why? Because it is repugnant to the Lord. Why? And with God, it's not ever about him selfishly. Why would it be that way? Because when you show dishonor to him, you've cut him off. When you criticize people, and you dishonor them, you've cut off any opportunity you have of ministering to them. They don't want you.
Yeah.
When you are dishonoring to the Lord, you've cut him off. You've kept him, and that's what he wants. He wants to reach out and to minister to you. So we have to see then and look to see what Jesus says. You know, obedience in our society is like, well, do what he says. Well, I think Jesus said. Well, I think he meant. Well, I think this. I think that. And they call a designer God, where people pick and choose what they think Jesus meant by what he said without ever really seeing. And that's not right. So we show honor by finding out. The Bible is full of what God likes. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting to see what's in there that he likes. The rabbis, this is interesting. They say that the commandments are in two sets of five, or ten, two sets of five. The first five are between God and man. But if you look at that, number five is honor your parents. So why is that? I love their keen intuition. They said, because you are a product of a threefold cord, your parents and God. To honor them is to honor him. Mm. And I see people dishonoring their parents, show no interest. Show no participation. Don't serve. Don't heed them after a certain age. Well, they're old. But that's dishonorable, and God feels the same way about it.
Yeah.
So we have to give his word preeminence in our life and find out what God likes.
Yep. We find out what he likes. For instance, he told Moses what he liked and how to best make a welcoming environment for his presence. He talked to him about colors. I mean, we've been reading this in the book of Exodus in our daily reading. The colors, the construction, the master craftsmen, the design, the clothing. And God likes modesty. I mean, we need to find out what we do to honor him. And honoring God is not casual. It's not take it or leave it. It's not sloppy. It's not sloppy in appearance.
That's why
or performance.
In our church, this is probably me more than anybody. In our church on Sunday morning, that's his day. And you won't see me coming in like I just got back from the mall or working in the yard. Now, I'm not critical of other people because most of the time they don't know. But as for me, you know, if nothing's ever special, nothing's ever special. And if you treat God casually, then he'll respond to you casually. And you'll find if you treat people casually, then they will treat you casually with little regard. Read that scripture, George. I left it out at the top about in Samuel. He says in 1 Samuel 2:30, I think, those that honor me, I will honor.
Oh, yeah.
But those that despise me, I will disregard.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was that time with your dad was in the recording session.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a take in the recording of it. And then he wanted to do another one. And the guitarist said, well, that's good enough for gospel. That's good enough for gospel. And I believe Brother Copeland got rid of the guy, if I'm not mistaken.
Because nothing's ever good enough.
Yeah.
In the sense that it equals the worth. The worth and the value of him.
It's all part of walking in the excellence of ministry. Excellence of ministry includes honoring God, honoring each other. I honor my congregation. I honor the Lord because these people come here to be fed the word of God. And I honor them for whatever they're going through. They've come to receive, to believe God. And then in turn, we all turn to the Lord and we honor him for what he's doing in our lives.
Yep. And we want to honor the presence of God on us and don't be disrespectful of that. If you're a vessel, the Bible says that we need to be a vessel unto honor, fit for the master's work.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's why all of these things are important. And look into godly examples following Jesus' example of that.
I've honored Brother Copeland since 1976, actually 75 when I first met him. And since 76 working here. Honored him and just so thankful for the position that he holds. And even to this day, when he calls me on the phone, I'll answer it. I don't say hello. I say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. No matter what it is he's calling for, it may be business, it may be family, but it's always yes, sir. I hold him in a place of esteem because of the authority that he carries and just who he is.
That's right.
As a man of God, and I do that with Gloria as well.
Proverbs 3:9-10 says, honor the Lord with your possessions, the first fruits of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. Okay, honoring him, love the Lord, and honor go hand in hand with all your heart, your soul, your mind, with all of your strength. And the word strength there means all your ability, with all you've got the ability to do.
Yeah.
And your finances are included in that. What you do with them, how you treat the tithe, it's a matter of honor.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Praise God.
So
we honor God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We honor you, Father, and glorify you in Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
There is so much more to being a believer than just going to heaven. What if you could live a life of intention, fulfill your God-given destiny, and see God's kingdom established here on earth? You can with Our Core Values, a book by Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Learn the 7 core values that become the blueprint for the abundant life Jesus has for you. Your core beliefs are like a compass that guide every decision you make and create the culture of your life. That's why, as a ministry, KCM bases everything on these specific Bible-based core values. In fact, they're for every believer to live a life of victory. When you're rooted in values such as living by faith and walking in love, you aren't rocked by the chaos of the world. As you study the Bible, use this book and the special journal pages to take you deeper. Put God's Word first place and be a light in the darkness. Become a part of changing the culture around you through Our Core Values. Request your copy of Our Core Values, the free book by Kenneth Copeland Ministries, also available as a digital download. Go to kcm.org/core or call 800-600-7395. You can also scan the QR code. Core values are the values that guide your life and help you stay the course and hold steady in the storms of life. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
It went amazing. I cannot wait to be a student here at KCBC.
They almost always get a real, wow, I didn't have any idea Bible College would be like this.
Join us April 12th through 14th for Campus Days at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Meet the campus community, attend classes, and join us for our annual picnic and night of worship. Come hear the voice of God for your life and see if KCBC is your next step. April 12th through 14th. Register at kcbiblecollege.org/campusdays.
Well, it's Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And Terry, I like the scripture that you quoted to us at the very end of our session before. And again, I'm so thankful for our partners who support Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We honor them and we think about you partners all the time around here because we know we can't do what we're doing without the support and the help that you give us. And we do honor you for that. And listen to what this scripture says. And this is Proverbs 3:9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. I like what one translation says, it will overflow.
I like overflow.
And when you get into that place where you're honoring the Lord, we honor the Lord every week in church, with our offerings, our tithes, we honor him. We glorify him for that. And we know that he responds to that honor. And the response is your barns will be filled with plenty. Now, that's barns crazy. Can be any number of things. Barns can be bank accounts. Barns can be some kind of storehouse. Barns can be anything that the Lord will provide for you to be able to do what you do and do it with all the reserves that you absolutely need to have. So praise God that we can honor him that way.
You know, honoring the Lord with all of our substance, that also means being directed by him and listening to him. So we want to give you this opportunity to sow into this ministry, which includes KCM, the church, Kenneth Copeland Bible College, the Victory Channel.
Amen.
And you can sow your seed on our website. You can go there and the information's on your screen. You can call. We'll receive your donation that way, or by mail. Receive your donation that way. Snail mail, it still works. Praise God for that. But we receive that. We take it by faith. We believe God over it. And our faith is added to yours so that that honor God wants to show you comes to you speedily and in great, great abundance. And when you're reaching out with that, I really want to know if you've enjoyed these broadcasts, what you've gotten from them, if you've enjoyed seeing this here at KCBC, and of course, on all those same outlets, you can get information how you can be either a funder of KCBC or, wow, a student. And until the next time, Pastor George, that we get this opportunity, we want to remind everybody that God loves you.
We love you, and Jesus is Lord. Praise God.